Welcome back to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham. My name's Dave, and if you're just joining us, our guest today is Dr. Mary Nagai, an MD, PhD, and advocate for natural medicine. And we've been talking about aging at every age. And before the break, we discussed the difference between chronological age and biological age or cellular age. And chronologically, the time just keeps ticking on, but biologically we can affect our age. And if you miss that first part, visit thehealthyhabit.ca, click on interviews, and just scroll down to aging. And Doctor, when we ended our last segment, we talked about the body basically triaging its nutrients and prioritizing. So if we're not eating correctly, if we're eating processed food, if we're smoking, if we're exposed to a lot of pollution, have a lot of inflammation, so the body's using a lot of energy to compensate for those free radicals. So what is that difference, I guess? There's a maintenance level, there's like an additional energy level, and that's really what's required, isn't there, to maintain those telomeres?
Absolutely. So if you look at what the dietitians and Health Canada recommends for what we eat, that would be a maintenance level. For things like vitamin C, vitamin D, all the B vitamins, they're all at maintenance doses, and if we're able to take in these amounts of vitamins and then different minerals like iron and magnesium and manganese, selenium, at these suggested levels, you should be more than able to maintain your cellular maintenance and your biological age and the health of your telomeres. And the telomeres should all be able to be maintained at a satisfactory or optimal length. And a really good example is during this pandemic, where we're under more stress physically and mentally, that we need a little bit extra. We need to make sure that if our mental health, we're under a lot of stress, that we take care of that and we find ways to raise our level of happiness. And by doing that, it will help your physical age or your social health by helping you eat better and maintain your nutritional level. And if you can't, it's a good way to ensure that you're meeting your daily recommended amounts of nutrients is to take a basic supplement to ensure that you're getting enough vitamin C or E and D, B vitamins. And for those of you who are on medication, particularly medication that helps reduce cholesterol levels, you really at all times should be taking a multivitamin that includes CoQ10. And CoQ10 is one of the soldiers that our cells require to make ATP or energy that we often forget about. We often also forget about the importance of B vitamins that we always say, oh, it's just B12, you know, and as a physician, we're guilty of that too. We tell our patients, your B12 level is low, take a B12. But when you actually go into and read the literature, you can't just really take B12. You really need to take a B complex because all the B vitamins work synergistically together, or they work together. They need each other to optimize their activity and their function in your cells to help your cells stay healthy and to make enough energy. So you need all your vitamins, but particularly your B vitamins and your CoQ10 are really important to help you maintain your cells' ability to make that energy to help maintain the health of your genetic material and your telomeres.
It's the entire B complex that determines our cellular health. And if one of those Bs are missing, then it disrupts the entire process of energy production within the cell. And if the cell's affected, then it affects the tissue, affects the organ, affects our overall health, and it just seems to cascade all the way through the body. So those B vitamins are critical.
Absolutely. And as you know, if you're deficient in one B vitamin and the cellular process is not optimized, then the cells realize, well, I think I have too much of the other Bs. I'm not using them. So it resets its set point of what it actually needs. So now it doesn't take in as many of the other Bs. Then the cell sees it as waste or excess and it gets rid of them. There have been a number of studies that have shown if you're deficient in B12, you may be deficient in the other Bs. So you really need to take that B complex so that your cells realize, oh, okay, now I have enough B12, I have enough of the other B6, I have enough B3. Okay, so now I'm going to raise my expectations and optimize my cell function to what it should have been, but I couldn't before. So now it raises its expectations because you're now providing it with a optimal amount of all the Bs, not just B12. So if you were just to give it extra B12, it would say, well, it's nice to have that extra B12, but, you know, my set point I lowered because I was deficient, but now you're not giving me enough of the other Bs to raise their levels to match what I'm getting as a B12. So you really need to take them all so your cells say, oh, I have sufficient amount of all the Bs, so now I'm going to raise my activity level and reset it to what it should be. And once you have all the moving parts at sufficient levels, your cell will optimize its activity. So you really need to take a B complex, not just a B12.
So if they're off balance and not going to interact correctly, they're going to interact at that lowest level that's available.
That's right.
I mean, we're back to this energy that's maintaining the tips of these chromosomes that, again, are wrapped with our DNA, and those tips are called the telomeres. And if we have sufficient energy, not just to maintain, but to sustain, regrow, rebuild those telomeres, then our biological age is more in line with our chronological age, and in fact could even be younger than our chronological age.
Studies have shown that vitamin C and our B vitamins and even CoQ10 play a direct role in stabilizing our telomeres.
Who is at risk of being deficient in their B vitamins?
It's not just people as we get older that we have a harder time absorbing our B12 and our other Bs, but it's also people who have early onset diabetes or are diabetic, regardless if it's they're on insulin or not on insulin. Even women who are pregnant and develop a gestational diabetes, they too require a multi that has a B complex in it, because any type of diabetes has been shown to influence how well our stomach and our GI system works, because diabetes does affect our neurological system, particularly if you've had it for a lengthy period of time. If you're on taking a lot of antacids, it changes the acid environment in your stomach, and it too can influence how your stomach makes a critical cofactor called intrinsic factor. And normally, our stomachs make enough intrinsic factor to bind to those B12 vitamins. And I look at the intrinsic factor as a party hat. So we take in B12, our body makes this party hat in the stomach, and it finds the B12 and it attaches itself to it. So when it gets into our GI system, to our ileum, that party hat is like an invitation and gets that B12 ready to be absorbed into our body. So now that B12 can give us all that energy and support our cellular functions. But when our stomach can't make enough intrinsic factor, there's a lot of B12 there, but they don't get a party hat. So when they get into our ileum, they can't be absorbed. We just excrete that B12 because we had no way to absorb it. So that's one of the problems with as we age, or if we have any issues with our stomach, that compounds our ability to absorb enough B12.
So people 50 plus, people using proton pump inhibitors, folks using metformin, vegetarians, mm-hmm. vegans, excessive alcohol, these are all people at risk of B12 deficiency and B12 vitamin problem.
Absolutely, yeah.
We're talking about how do we increase and conserve our energy. And you referred to vitamin C. So we talked about the B vitamins, but even a C vitamin is critical.
It is. And, you know, counter to what a lot of people believe is the more vitamin C you take, the better it is. But studies in the past 5 years have actually shown that after you take about 200 milligrams of vitamin C, either in your diet or through a supplement, your body just doesn't absorb anymore. And it controls the amount of vitamin C that it absorbs and excretes all the excess. And what's really interesting about vitamin C is its absorption is linked to our ability to absorb glucose. And when you think about it, glucose is very tightly regulated by our cells. If it doesn't need any more glucose, it doesn't absorb it. We just get rid of it. Because vitamin C is linked to that, vitamin C is tightly regulated as well, not just to be absorbed from our intestinal system, but its utilization within all of our cells. And we know that if you take in 200 milligrams of supplemental vitamin C, at that level, all of your immune cells that help fight off infection or foreign bodies are saturated, meaning they can't take in or hold any more vitamin C. And that also feeds back and can affect how much glucose is going to be absorbed as well. Kind of a two-way communication system. But when you have a cold or you're under stress, certain medications, all these things can increase your need for vitamin C because there's more free radicals.
Vitamin C is also a cofactor against free radicals that we talked about in the first half of the show.
Yeah, when you're under more stress, there is a need for a higher than maintenance dose of vitamin C. So you need more than 200 milligrams of vitamin C that you would take in from your diet in a supplement. You could, for some people, it could be as much as 600. It may be 1,000. You'll know because of the energy that you feel. If you still feel that you don't have enough energy, it's from your diet. You have to increase your glucose. Glucose is critical. Glucose is the initial molecule or compound that is used by our cells to make energy. So to make energy and to maintain your telomere health, you need to take in carbs or glucose. You need to take in enough vitamin C. And you need all those B vitamins and CoQ10. And the other thing people forget or don't know is that vitamin C is critical to maintaining healthy levels of vitamin E.
So, Doctor, we're coming to the end of our show. I'm just wondering, would you be available to come back next month? I mean, there's way more that we need to discuss here in the regards to supplements and maintaining our cellular energy.
Absolutely. I'd love to come back and visit you all again and share more information.
We'll plan for next month. I'm just looking at my calendar here. It's going to be April 17th would be our next show. This is very insightful. And I think if we can get a better handle, a better understanding of what's actually happening, I think that it causes us to make better decisions. So, Doctor, what kind of a summarizing statement can you make here today just to wrap up today's show?
So my advice is I want you to look at your entire lifestyle and think about your physical health. Think about what you're eating and your dietary choices. But don't forget about your emotional, your mental health, and your social health, particularly during this pandemic. Don't forget that even though coming out of a lockdown, to reach out to your friends and family, even if it's virtually, maybe it's just over the telephone, a quick two-minute call can really make someone emotionally happier. And just think about other ways to raise your own emotional health. Going for a walk is a great way to do it. Even cleaning your house and discovering new things in a box can all interplay with your physical and your social health. And when you're thinking about what you're eating, if you feel that, you know, you're not eating as many vegetables right now, it's hard to get to the grocery store, think about a supplement, a basic multi-supplement that will provide you with maintenance doses of all the critical vitamins and minerals that you require. And if you're on medication, don't forget about CoQ10. It's really important to help energize your cells and hydrate your cells as well.
Yeah, we'll get into that in our next show. We'll actually bring up go into a little more depth on that CoQ10. So, Doctor, thank you for joining us on Insights for Health.
It's been a pleasure.
So the supplements that we talked about today, I mean, we can buy those each one individually, or Platinum Naturals has it's called Easy Multi 45 Plus, and right now there's a $4 coupon while quantities last. And you can buy that. You can come and see us at The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, and we can explain more about that supplement. To re-listen to this interview, visit thehealthyhabit.ca and click on interviews and scroll down to Aging at Every Age. And while you're there, subscribe to our e-newsletter where we keep you informed of health information, product knowledge, and special offers. The subscription is free, and that's at thehealthyhabit.ca. So thank you for listening to Insights for Health, and visit us at The Healthy Habit, where we help you help yourself with your health.